In this episode of Pop Culture Weekly, I talk with Travis Mills and Nick Gross about their band, Girlfriends. Let's go!
Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon from iHeartRadio. Your pop culture news, views, reviews, and celebrity interviews on all the movies, TV, music, and pop culture you crave weekly. Here's Kyle McMahon.
Nah, 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 nah. What's up? It's Kyle McMahon with your Pop Culture Weekly. It is episode 96. We are barreling our way towards episode 100, which is insanity, if you ask me. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with me and stuff. Keep on, please, keep on sharing and hitting me up on social so we can talk about all the great pop culture stuff going on and movies and music and streaming TV and technology and all that good stuff. And your reviews on Apple Podcasts have been amazing. Thank you so much. Please keep them up. It doesn't have to be a good review. I want an honest review. And that really, really, really helps the show continue to grow. So I continue to interview these amazing artists. And yeah, that's that. So in this week's episode, I talk with Travis Mills and Nick Gross, who both are, in their own right, incredible artists, and together have a band called Girlfriends. So Travis, who's also, you may know him as T. Mills, he is an artist, rapper, singer, actor, and he has a show on Apple Music, which is awesome. Love that show. He's done music for a long time. You know, some like kind of hip hop, some kind of punk rock, sort of neo punk rock, electronic. I mean, he's just a really genre bending guy, and I love that about him. He was in the Netflix series Flaked, which check it out if you have not seen it. It's pretty funny. And he was in the spinoff of the Catfish show on MTV called Ghosted, Love Gone Missing. And I am obsessed with that show, and I actually asked him about it in the interview, but I put it on thinking, like, oh, this is just going to be, you know, something to have in the background while I was unpacking for my house. Nope, it wasn't. I was, like, 3 hours later and, like, you know, four episodes later, I'm like, oh, my God, why, what's happening? Well, it was really, really, really good, addicting show. So I asked him about that. And then Nick Gross is a entrepreneur, musician. He actually created Find Your Grind, which is a education platform, which I think is absolutely awesome in what it does. He owns Big Noise Record Label, who has The Used and Travis Tritt, Ashley Tisdale. He is very philanthropic, as is T. Mills, as is Travis as well. So they have this group called Girlfriends, and it is really cool to see these two artists kind of come together and do this project. And, you know, it's very pop, punk rocky, excellent musicianship, just a really great band. So they had released an album last year that came out during the kind of height of the pandemic. And now they've been releasing some new singles that are really great. They have a couple of brand new songs out. Missing You just came out recently, as well as Pretty Mouth. There's an awesome song from last year called Tattoo that was released. And I really enjoy my conversation with them, and I think you will too. So without further ado, let's talk to Travis Mills and Nick Gross, Girlfriends. So I am here with Travis Mills and Nick Gross, a.k.a. Girlfriends, for iHeartRadio's Pop Culture Weekly. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, man. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, man.
Of course. So let's go back for a moment. you guys both have successful careers outside of girlfriends, and then you decided to come together. Why did you decide to come together for this project?
I think it really came down to me seeing an Instagram story that Nick posted about him wanting to go on tour again. And I had been feeling, you know, very similar. I took like a 3 or 4 year hiatus from my solo project, and I was kind of itching to make new music and get back on the road and play shows again. And so I just called Nick as soon as I saw the story. I was like, yo, I feel the exact same way. Like, but, you know, we should do something, but I just want to do it like completely different. And, you know, this is in December of 2019. And he was like, yeah, man, like, let's go to the studio and let's, you know, kind of sit down and see where our heads are at and like talk about like where we see this band going. And one thing led to another, and now we're here, man.
And how about for you, Nick?
It was really just Travis's dashingly good looks attracted me to this thing. Really, it really helped push the band forward in a big way. it was definitely, you know, Travis and I have a history together. It was awesome to play drums with him for some of his old T-Mill stuff, and we've connected over the past couple of years, and we've just stayed close. So it was just good timing, us coming together back in when we did and put this thing together. It's pretty quickly. It's been a fun, quick journey so far with this thing.
Yeah, and you guys have had a lot of success with it. And in fact, I don't know if this is unfortunate or fortunately, the album came out kind of in the middle of the peak of COVID, or the first peak, I should say. Was that something you guys, I mean, obviously nobody can prepare for that, but is that something, you know, as you were recording, you know, COVID is happening. Were you just like, screw it, we're going to release it anyway?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, obviously COVID was awful for a lot of reasons, but if we looked at the silver lining, it gave us time to actually like lock ourselves in a studio and, you know, not really have any other distractions. And so that was kind of, that was really encouraging for the music, you know, because we got to really focus and make a body of work. I think the tricky part for us was kind of like finding the right time to release it in, you know, in that situation. And so, you know, we wanted to be sensitive to what was going on, but at the same time, it was like, well, we can't wait forever. You know, we can't just like hold on to this thing until the world goes back to normal, because who knows if it ever will. And, you know, it felt like the right time, man. And I'm so glad we did, because I feel like, you know, during that time, people needed and wanted, you know, music. And I know for me, at least, like I was going back and listening to all of my favorite records in high school and kind of taking like a nostalgia trip, you know, down like my influences and, you know, my past favorites. And so I feel like, you know, we got to kind of introduce our music to the world at a time where people needed it most.
I love that. And, you know, what's interesting to me is that, you know, like you said, I mean, it kind of makes sense that I've probably consumed more content in the last 2 years than I have in my entire life. And I have a freaking show, you know, about consuming content. So, you know, it really, it makes sense. From an artist's point of view, or I guess a business point of view, how was it releasing that in a, you know, it's not like a typical album cycle where, you know, you release a single and a music video and then the album and then a tour and then, you know, rinse and repeat. Were you satisfied creatively with how you could release the project?
I don't think anyone was. I mean, you know, because usually like when you're a band, the whole reason why we started this was to put out music and go tour, right? Mm-hmm. Like we couldn't do that. I think Nick was like kind of like leading the charge. He wanted to do a live stream and kind of play the album front to back. And that was something that I wasn't fully like on board with until he kind of like laid everything out and like showed us the way that we could do it. And like, it made a lot of sense. And I'm so glad we did, because we got to be on stage again. And even though it was like super weird and we only did it one time with like, you know, the whole like live stream setup, I think it was great for the fans to kind of like get introduced to girlfriends and like know that like, hey, this is a real band with real musicians who have like real songs, you know. And that was all credit to Nick.
And Nick, you know, why was that? Why were you pushing for that? Is that, you know, I mean, obviously you have a, you know, part of your background is technology. Were you just like, this is the only way we can do this right now?
in terms of performing that first album?
Doing the kind of live stream in lieu of touring, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was just really important to Travis's point, just to show people that this was a real band and a real thing, and that we're not just sitting in a studio able to kind of put out music on DSPs whenever we want. And there's nothing really from a live perspective to back it up. I mean, it's really easy to create music and put something online these days, but it's really hard to create a compelling, I think, live performance that, that supports the music. Right. And so that's what Travis and I feel like do really well, is we love playing live, and it's all about the energy behind the songs, and being able to kind of showcase that through this, you know, live stream, I think was a good first step for sure. Right. It was like what we could do, and definitely having it at the Roxy was a fun way to do it.
And you guys are going to be going on tour soon. What can we expect from A Girlfriend Show?
Oh man, new songs. As they start to roll out, we just played a show at the Fonda last week, and we got to play our new song Missing You, which was super fun. So yeah, we're just excited, man. You know, we have a batch, all this new kind of new music that we've been listening to while we've been on the road over the last 4 months, and you know, in the front of the tour bus, like playing it as loud as we can, like just waiting till it can come out and like other people can hear it too. So definitely like prepping the new songs, you know, for the shows. A little Circle Pit action, just good times all around.
Possible inflatable toothbrushes. I'll give you that hint.
I mean, it's not a party without a possible inflatable toothbrush. You know what I'm
saying? That's right. Exactly.
How did you guys, you know, the sound of Girlfriends, did that come organically, or did you guys sit down and you were like, we want to make this kind of band? Or were you just like, hey, let's, you know, start writing and see what we come up with?
It was exactly that. It was like, let's just get in a room together and like see what comes out. And, you know, our song California was the second song we made as a band. So I feel like we, you know, kind of figured it out pretty quick. But, you know, with this new batch of music, I feel like the songs are way more refined in terms of like who we are as a band and like what we have to offer. Right. I feel like our first record was kind of our ode to like the bands that we grew up like listening to and loving, and you know, kind of taking people backwards. And this new record is definitely like trying to push this genre forward and like bring people with us, you know, for the ride of like where, you know, this music is going to end up, you know, 5 years from now.
And how about you, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think there were moments in the studio. We made a song called Where Were You in the initial batch of music. I think it was probably like the second or third song we had. And I remember speaking to Travis going like, hey, man, are you sure this is like the kind of stuff we want to be putting out? Like I had moments where I was trying to figure out exactly what we wanted this to be. But when the music finally came out, it was like, of course, this is what we would have created. You know, like we grew up in the early 90s of listening to, you know, the Blinks of the world and going to the Pop Disaster tours with Green Day and growing up with that kind of music in Southern California I think kind of speaks to why Girlfriend sounds the way that it does. And it's super authentic to Travis and I, you know, the style of music.
I love it. And, you know, I also got to say, I love the, how do you say it? The fashion-y points of creatively, like, you know, the music videos are very stylish, and Tattoo is a perfect example with, you know, the, like the hair and the costumes, and I just love it all, you know. And I think it comes across as very authentic, and I think that is something that a lot of people feel is lacking today in art in general.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean, we're just having fun. We're making the music that, you know, we want to listen to. And it's kind of a dream to be in this band right now. You know, if you were to like tell 15-year-old Travis, you know, that we'd be in Girlfriends, I'd be like, yeah, this is the coolest thing ever.
And for Tattoo, you released a music video for it. And then now recently you released Missing You. Are these singles from this album? Are you going to release a whole bunch of singles first and then the album? What can we expect with that?
Just expect a lot more new music, man. We're keeping the fans fed. We're keeping them happy. And, you know, you need more songs if you want to headline shows and sell out tours. So that's what we're building towards.
Yeah, there'll be a lot more music prior to the album dropping. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be feeding a ton of music out before the actual album drops and just getting into a good cadence letting fans hear the stuff, you know?
I love it. And you've been keeping me fed. And I know all the fans are eating it up. I mean, and it's just, you know, I love what you guys are doing. And I think your love for it comes across in what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you, man. Yeah, we're stoked. We're stoked on this next iteration of where we're going. And the second album is going to be awesome. We're pumped.
Awesome. And I'm looking forward to it. Quickly, your side or your, I hate saying side projects, but your other parts of your life. Travis, you are still doing Ghosted, which I got to say, I bought this house, I was telling you, and I put it on thinking it was going to be like background, you know, like, oh, I'll pay attention to it, like while I'm unboxing boxes. And like 3 hours into binging it later, I'm like, no, what, you can't do that. What are you doing? And such a great show. Season 2 is out now. Are you doing more with that in the future?
I'm actually filming. I'm filming a new MTV show right now. I can't tell you what it's called, but I'm just wrapping up filming on it. It's a brand new show. It's close to Ghosted, but a little bit different. And I feel like it's even more dramatic and messy and just fun and just wild, you know? Sometimes I'm like, man, how do people get themselves in these situations? But I guess that's where I come in. So finishing shooting a brand new season of a new show that I'll probably be able to talk about very soon.
Awesome. And Nick, for you, you have your hand in so many things as well. With, you know, your businesses and, you do a lot of philanthropy work. What is going on in the other parts of your life outside of girlfriends?
Yeah, man, I try and point everything that I do in my life back to girlfriends as much as I can. I think the benefit of having multiple platforms of things that Travis and I both do just allows us to build a bigger boat to support the music. I have a for-profit company called Find Your Grind that's building digital curriculum inside the K-12 education space, helping kids kind of discover more about who they want to be, where they want to go in the world. Super cool, important business to me. Big Noise, my record label that I run with John Feldman, is awesome. We get to kind of distribute this music through Big Noise and get to create tours with all of our artists together and things like that. So yeah, and the nonprofit stuff's cool too. We just launched a brand new football field with the LA Chargers 2 days ago, where we renovated a field in South Central in a community that really needed it. So yeah, just finding ways to be giving back is important all the time.
And I love that. And, you know, one of the things I love about artists like you guys is that, you know, all of these different projects that you do all kind of, you know, somebody might come from the philanthropy side and know you through that and discover girlfriends, you know what I'm saying? Or the opposite or whatever, you know? So it's cool that I love that, you know, you both are so creative, such creative forces that you're able to do all of these projects successfully, especially. So kudos to both of you for that.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Of course. So I'm looking forward to more Girlfriends music. I'm eating up what you guys have been feeding us, and you're hitting the road with Mod Sun. How excited are you guys for this? And you are doing it recently, right?
Yeah, we just went on we had a tour, the Big Noise tour with Mod Sun and Tyler Posey, and we did that back in September, October. Mod's actually, I believe, coming out with a new record in the next couple months as well this year. So shout out to him and the music he's creating. But yeah, we're figuring out the exact touring plans for Girlfriends in 2022. It's definitely going to be something happening this summer and definitely something this fall. So yeah, we're excited to announce that stuff super soon.
Awesome. I can't wait. We'll keep everybody posted on all of our outlets. And thank you guys, Nick and Travis. Girlfriends is such an amazing project. I can't wait to see you guys on the road. And get all the new music videos, the singles, and eventually that second album.
Hell yeah, Kyle. Yeah, man. Come to a show, man, on the East Coast. We'll see you there.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for taking the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Yo, what did I tell you? Great guys. I love what they're doing musically. I love what they're doing, you know, on their own, together. They're going to be touring. They have, you know, a new album coming out shortly-ish. But in the meantime, we're getting great music from them. So you can check them out if you want to find tour dates and all that good stuff at girlfriendsxo.com. And you'll find all their links to their socials and all that good stuff as well. All right. That is our episode 96. Like I said, we're barreling towards that 100th episode, which, you know, maybe we'll do something special and crazy. All right. I love you. See you next week. We out.
Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Weekly. Hear all the latest at popcultureweekly.com.
I'm missing you. I'm missing you.